Sweet. We'll take care of you then, man.
Oh, this is Andy.
You're welcome.
Hi, Andy. My name is Lily. I'm calling with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Lily. I'm good. We spoke the other day.
Yes, yes. I was just following up. I'm sorry I was out of the office yesterday, so I couldn't follow up with you then. But I just wanted to let you know that your reviews are now showing on your client dashboard. So that's been fixed.
Yes, yes. I think you had confirmed that before. Oh, you wanted me to look and see if they're on my dashboard.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I just wanted to see in case there's any issues, you know, with your end of the dashboard.
But right,
you
yeah, let me check it out.
Okay.
Yeah, you are going to be... This is what you have on there right now, and this is what it would be going to.
So what is this, wider and taller?
Correct, yeah. So you're, the ones that we'd be putting on there is going to be shorter and skinnier.
You got anything like that close to it? Hang on, Lily.
Of course, take your time.
Yeah, everything is green responded, every one of them. So we're all good now. But I did put in a filter to show my most recent reviews first at the top. But let me see if that's taken hold yet. No, it's always in the same order. It's my reviews are not in order, in line, in the way. You know, I feel like if I got a review yesterday, it should be at the top. That's the way I would like to see it. Is there any way you can change that? I got into the filter and made that request, but it just won't do it. And that's not a huge deal, but it helps me keep track of what's most relevant and, you know, easier to respond to them if they're right there on the top.
Gotcha. On your client dashboard, you mean, right?
Correct.
Okay, because I'm going in there right now, and by default, it's set to the newest first. So it's actually the most recent ones should always show up at the top. That's not in the order you're seeing them, though?
No, no. It's never been that way. Right now, the review that I'm looking at is from a guy named Justin Hill on October 17th of 25.
Let's see. Oh, I see. Can you tell if the setting to the top right corner is set to highest rated versus newest first?
Well, I mean, I got into the filters and I said sort by newest first. I mean, and made that check mark newest first.
Okay.
And then, I mean, I just X'd out of that, or did I hit the go back arrow? I mean.
You just click newest first, and it should go take you directly there. If you click on highest rated, for example, it'll take you directly there. It's also, when you click on highest rated, it's taking me to Justin Hill from October 18 of 2025. So I'm just wondering if that's the setting you have it on right now, because usually when you log into your dashboard.
No, because every review that we've got, almost except for just a couple, are all 5 stars. So there's no way that's possible.
Okay, I'll have that checked into as well. I am going into the dashboard multiple times.
All right. Well, I thought maybe it changed for a second, but it hasn't.
No. Would you mind logging out and then maybe logging back in just to see if that fixes it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got something close?
Because you have 35, 12 and a half, 18s on there, and a lot of the stuff is going to be, like one size that I found is going to be about the same height, but it's going to be about an inch thinner.
Yeah.
The best size that I found was a 315, 70, 18. And the only tires that I can get in that are going to be mud terrains, and I have to order those. So I'd say that if you're wanting just the same, like that same size or around that same size, the best thing to do is just stick with that size. Because 35, 12 and a half, 18 is going to have the most availability for tire options.
Right.
Than
and you just don't have any here, though.
Yeah, I just don't have any of those here.
Don't have any of any brand.
Not for the 35, 12 and a half, 18.
All right, well,
We need to order some over here?
We do.
Okay. Yeah. Let's figure that out then.
Yeah.
At that point, if I was to say there's 315, just wait.
Yeah, I want to stick with what I got. They work great. They grab great. They don't rub.
Now, was there a certain brand you were trying to stick with? Because I think I saw the BFGs in here.
Yeah, KO3 typically is my go-to unless there's a promotion on. Yeah, it is. Maybe Cooper, but Nitto, Toyo.
Okay. Now, there is going to be a big price difference between the two of these, just because, obviously, that the first size that was quoted to you is going to be a smaller size.
Sure.
So these, after tax and all, with the discount, would have you with a 2,000 for people. Okay. But I'll go ahead and I'll get these on the way. Let's see where they are. They're in.
Have you looked at price on Toyo?
No, I can't report them.
Yeah.
I know that they may be a little bit cheaper than these. Toyo generally runs like just maybe $50 or $40 cheaper tire than the BFGs normally.
Yeah, I really like the Toyo Open Country.
The AT3s?
Probably.
Okay, so yeah, they have. So this is the issue with the ATs. So they have a D load, which is an 8Y, and then they have an F load, which is a 12 load. With your truck, you need a minimum of a 10.5. So.
They're not good or too good. Okay.
So that just means that they don't have the actual proper size ply tire for your car or your truck. You put an F load on there, which would have you actually at $2,300.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Question answered. Let's go with this. BF goodies,
yeah.
KO3.
Because that's an E-load. These are an F-load as well, but they're cheaper.
Lily, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. No worries.
We should be fine.
You want to hang on for a second? You want me to call you back?
Yeah. No, it's okay. I can hold on. No worries.
Okay.
The only difference between an E-load and an F-load is just that the F-load is going to be a stronger sidewall.
Sure.
So you won't have to worry about as much there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not concerned about that. It's just I don't want to pay. I mean, that's $2,000 for more than enough for me.
Yeah, at that point, you're just paying $200 for the same exact thing. Actually, if anything, the BFG would be a smoother ride.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they're my favorite.
Yes, sir. That's why they are everyone's favorite.
Yeah, they look great, perform great. I know. I was just looking at it.
Yeah, I was thinking about putting those on my Frontier, but it's a Frontier, so I was like, I think I'm just going to put the BF Trail Terrains on there.
There you go.
And actually just look at it.
Save you $300.
Oh, yeah, because I'm KO's. Even with the employee discount, because we don't make a bunch of money off of, like, the expensive tires, because they're already expensive enough.
Right.
So, yeah, I think, like, on these BFGs, I think we made $50 off of the tire that we sold you.
Right.
And then we're also making money off the installation. But,
sure.
Yeah, not much. CFG, KO3, four of those, a big car. Okay. So, if I order from that place, it says Monday. I wonder where it
is. Yeah, let's just go for a Tuesday. If you got a Tuesday morning appointment, that'd be great.
Yeah. And what I'll do is I'll order these from the warehouse, and then they'll just be sitting here on Monday for you.
Perfect.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I'll be here. What time?
Oh, free and easy. I mean, if you're coming on Tuesday, man, at that point, I'll already have them on Monday, so it's kind of up to you.
Yeah.
And if I've got
it'll be 8 or 9.
Okay, man. I'll see you then.
Thank you. Lily?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I should have probably let you go, but I'm all freed up now, but I don't even know if we got anything else to discuss.
No worries. I just wanted to make sure that you were able to log out and log back in to see if you were able to see the newest reviews first automatically. That should be set by default.
Oh, yeah. I thought I told you that it did work.
Wait, maybe it didn't.
Hold on.
Let me see. That's right.
You're right. That's where we were. We were logging out and logging back in.
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. So here's my problem. I'm afraid I don't remember if I saved my login info. Let me see.
Okay.
And I don't have that login with me. So let me see if I can see if my password's saved in.
Okay. If not, no worries. Let me know. I can send you your credentials as well.
All right. Well, I think I've got, yeah, that should be correct. All right. Let me go back here and log out, and I'll log back in.
Okay.
Let's see here. Settings. All right. Where do I go to log out just to save some time? I haven't logged out before.
Let's see. I believe you should be able to go to the top right-hand corner where you have your settings or your icon with your name on the dashboard. You're using it on your phone, right? Are you on the
app?
Yeah,
I'm on my app right now.
Okay, let me get in there. Let's see. Okay. Okay, yeah, so if you go to the top right-hand corner, oh, it keeps pushing out. Let's see. If you go to the top right-hand corner and click on the little three lines menu at the top, you should be able to go into, hang on, that's not it. Settings. There it is. Okay, so when you go to the top right-hand corner, instead of the little lines, you're actually going to go ahead and click on the little settings wheel. It's actually under settings.
Okay, yeah, I thought maybe it would.
Mm-hmm. And then at the very bottom, it'll say log out.
Oh, yeah, I see it. All right. Yes, log in. All right. Logging out. Alright, effortlessly managerly. Let's get started. Continue. So it's telling me effortlessly manage your leads and everything, get started. So I click get started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, continue, microphone, accept. And then it's got like, welcome to Love Splash, enter your phone number to get started. All right, I can do that. Send code. All right, I'm back
in. Let's look at these reviews.
Okay.
Nope.
No. Okay. So it's still... What is the setting showing right now? Is it showing highest rated, the one that's popping up?
Features will be displayed on your website. Featured reviews will be displayed on your website, but no, it does not say anything about how it appears. But...
Okay, so when you click on the reviews tab and you see your reviews, it's still just showing the first one you're seeing is from Justin Hill, right? From October of 2025? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Interesting. Okay, that is definitely something I need to report because I'm not seeing the same issue on my end. So I'm really sorry about that, but I will go ahead and make sure to follow up with you. I'm hoping before end of day we should be able to get this fixed. If not, no later than Monday morning. That'll be okay with you, Andrew.
Yes, that's perfectly fine. No big deal.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate the patience with this. But besides this, was there anything else that I can help with in the meantime?
Well, I will say this. I will eventually be getting you in touch with my brother, Ronnie, probably first of the week, because we are, I told you, we're currently involved with one local. We just started doing business with them, but we are not impressed, really.
Okay.
They are taking a long time to, like, even get us started.
Yeah.
We've had four onboarding meetings now where me and my brother set aside an hour to go to our shop, sit down, pull up my computer, do a video share and screen share, and we're learning nothing. This is just like dumb stuff, to be honest with you. And everything I've started looking into about them is like praising them for how easy it is to use their review request and AI generation for a reply. And I'm like, we got that part under control. Granted, we've not been super aggressive with our reviews over the past period. We've never been real aggressive on sending out that review request, but we understand the severity of it now, so we are starting to generate a new review every other day or something right now, just since we decided, hey, this is something we need to do. But we've got a platform that allows us to do a review request, and I've got a way to do that with you guys as well.
Right. Exactly.
One thing I guess I could ask you, though,
sure.
I'll finish what I was saying first, and then we'll go back to the review request abilities. What I was starting to say to you about getting in touch with my brother, Ronnie, is we are wanting to just shut down one local, no more, and Real Work Labs, I'd like you to see if you are somehow able to work with them, because they have this really cool... Well, no, I guess we don't need you to work with them necessarily, but we are in a contract with them, and I understand that in Tennessee we might be able to break that contract because we're not getting the performance that we thought we would get. That's like the clause that allows us in Tennessee to break a contract with a company.
Yeah.
A tech company, or what would they be considered?
I'm not sure if they're maybe a digital marketing company.
Probably, yeah, there you go. That's going to be the category.
Okay.
So we're not big contract breakers. You know, we try to honor our word, but we thought we were getting out of the one-year contract whenever they hit us up front for 3 months' worth of service in one lump payment. And then you will be out of the one-year contract. So we were like, all right, do that. So we paid them like, I don't know, $2,700 up front to get started.
Mm-hmm.
And that was with Real Work Labs. We've been with them for probably 5 months now. And they're saying we have a one-year contract with them. And we were like, didn't we? You told us we would
be out of that contract, binding contract, if we did 3 months payment up front. And so we did that. But now they're wanting to say that, no, I mean, we're sorry you feel that way, but really, I mean, a contract is a contract. And sorry, I can't really let you out of that. But we've done some research, and we feel like we can't get out of that contract with real
work labs. But if you could do some homework for me and just study up on real work labs a little bit and see if they are something that you can work with for the remainder of the time that we do have to use them, rather than just shutting them down and paying that monthly fee anyways. So while we're getting rid of one local, the only other company we're working with in that digital marketing department, is Real Work Labs and Local Splash. So
gotcha.
Very soon we're going to be dealing with Real Work Labs and Local Splash. If y'all can find a way to work together, if there's something beneficial on their platform that can help you or vice versa, we're all about maximizing our resources. So anyways,
mm-hmm.
back to my brother, I would like for you to talk to him and explain to him what you guys bring to the table, what all services you can bring to the table should we decide to start spending a little more money with you guys, etc., because we do believe we need to just be with one company.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think that we're leaning towards just doing more business with you guys rather than being chopped up into two or three and wasting money.
Yeah, gotcha. And Real Work Labs, do they do local SEO? Do you know if they do local SEO, or is it just...
When they found out we were doing business with you guys, mm-hmm. they were like, kind of saying, well, they're not really doing anything that we can't do. And I said, well, okay, so you can take care of our Facebook stuff. And he was like, oh, no, we don't do Facebook ads. Mm-hmm. We do not do Facebook ads. And I'm like, okay, well, we believe there should be Facebook ad campaign. That's what I know. A lot of people rely on Facebook for looking
yep.
for companies, construction companies, and whatever else, but maybe
exactly.
not for some other industries. But for construction, we do believe that Facebook is relevant.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I'm going to look more into this other digital marketing company. I have never heard of them, to be honest with you, Andrew. But I'll look into what they could do. Honestly, I don't see that there is anything on their website that we don't provide, but I will do more research, and then I'll be more than happy to speak to your brother Ronnie about, you know, our services as well, of course.
All right, that'd be great. Thank you very much. So
uh-huh.
you want me to reach back out to you on Tuesday?
Yeah, that would be great.
I do have your extension. I'm sorry, I can barely talk. My nose is starting to get so stuffed up since I got outside.
No worries. It's okay. Yes, my extension is 587, and I will be here on Tuesday. So if you would like to follow up with me on Tuesday, I should be able to follow up with you before that regarding the review section of your dashboard. But yes, Tuesday will also be perfect if you would like to call in with your brother.
Yeah, I don't think we have to review anything else on that. On the reviews,
mm-hmm.
But what I was going to say also about one local, they pride themselves in all their reviews that are you can see online. It's just praising them for their easy review request and reply. And I'm thinking to myself, well, why would we pay somebody $800, $900 a month to try to help manage our reviews? That's kind of silly.
Yeah, that's a very small, I mean, it's a very important part of your Google profile, but it's a small portion of what we do.
It's very easily something that me and my brother can manage. We can manage the reviews, trust me.
Right, yeah. Definitely.
All right. Well, let me write a new sheet on you, Lily, and then I'll let you go, honey. Sorry.
Of course. No worries.
I wrote down all your information, but I know where it's at. It's at my desk at home, but... All right. What is the main number that I... Well, I'll just call Local Splash here. Local Splash.
Mm-hmm. It'll be the same number, and then you can just dial my extension, which is 587.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got you. Thank you very much.
No problem. Not a problem at all. It's always a pleasure speaking with you, Andrew. So we'll go ahead and I'll check this issue with the reviews, and then I will hear back from you next week, or I will follow up with you before that. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you again. I hope you have a wonderful Easter weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.